Well, the most important thing for us locally is that the payroll tax holiday, 2%, expired. So that's basically a 2% tax increase on all wage and salary earners throughout the United States and here in Florida. In addition, taxes were increased for wealthy families, those who earn $400,000 or a couple earning $450,000. That rate went from 35% to 39.6%. But that's only 0.6% of all the taxpayers in the United States.
Now, I think most people know that by now that the agreement raises taxes on wealthy, very wealthy people, people making over $400,000 a year. But you're saying that taxes actually will be going up for nearly everyone.
Yeah, all wage earners. Now, not retirees, not on Social Security, but all wage earners have a 2% increase in taxes this year. And for the average Florida family, that's $1,000 a year. It's significant.
Yeah, quite significant. That's $1,000 is a pretty major hit for a lot of people in our area living paycheck to paycheck, like so many folks in Central Florida working in these low-wage service industry jobs. I mean, $1,000 really makes a big difference.
Yes, it does. Orlando's average household income is below the statewide average, so that 2% impacts our local economy a little bit more than the statewide average.
So that $1,000, that's money that those folks will not be spending in local stores and restaurants and so on, and that impacts our economy as well. So there are secondary effects on our economy as well.
Yes, there are. And there are also secondary effects from the fact that all we did was delay the fiscal decisions. We didn't solve them. And so that uncertainty that clouds the horizon now will continue to be a problem for us through March until we get some resolution.
So this deal that was reached last week, we were hoping that that would end the kind of uncertainty that's been holding a lot of the economy back. But this is just a temporary reprieve.
Yes, but it's a good reprieve. I mean, the alternative would have been far worse had we fallen off the fiscal cliff. It would have demonstrated that we are not able to govern ourselves and make important decisions. It would have weakened the president. It would have caused a much deeper pall over the economy than simply delaying. At least we have a respite. We have some resolution of some of the tax situation. So there was a little bit of progress made, to be fair.
Now, how is this going to impact us in terms of tourism, our major industry here in Central Florida?
Well, I think it is a plus in the sense that we didn't fall off the fiscal cliff, which would have been a disaster. But with the ongoing rancor, it cast a pall, which is a negative for consumer confidence, and the 2% increase in the payroll tax and the looming tax increases all mean and translate that gross domestic product will grow somewhat slower in the first half of the year, which will put some dampening on the growth of tourism. Look, this is going to be a strong season. It would have been a little better had we resolved the situation, but at least we didn't destroy the situation by not coming to some kind of even temporary agreement.
So going forward into 2013, are you still fairly optimistic?
Yeah, I am. I think that we will get a resolution in the spring of most of the issues. One way or another, we'll muddle through it. And the second half of the year is going to be quite strong. We have a tremendous amount of monetary stimulus, housing recovery that is really getting into full swing. And all those things will translate into stronger economic growth here in Central Florida.